It's here and now. As Congress steps back to the negotiating table to work out a long-term budget deal, a key question facing lawmakers is whether the automatic across-the-board spending cuts, also called sequestration, should remain in place. In a moment, we'll find out how much progress they've made. But first, we're going to hear from or how sequester cuts are already affecting cancer research at universities that rely on the federal dollars to keep their programs running. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WCPN's Sarah Jane Tribble reports from Cleveland.
It's a beautiful autumn day at Case Western Reserve University. Students bustle to their classes and labs, unencumbered by the distractions of everyday society. Behind the scenes, though, distractions are very real to people like Dr. Stan Gerson. As director of the Case Comprehensive Cancer Center, Gerson spent much of the past year calling members of Congress and asking his staff to do the same. The goal? Help lawmakers understand the toll taken when the federal government cuts programs.
It's real numbers and real people.
Of the roughly $400 million Case spends on research annually, about 80% comes from federal agencies such as the National Institutes of Health, the Department of Defense, and the Department of Health and Human Services. Over the past decade, Case and other research universities have seen a steady drop in that federal funding. Then, this summer, news came that the Cancer Center's five-year operational grant would be going down by $6 million.
It's undoubtedly the case over an 18-month period. There'll be a smaller workforce in our school, in our university, just because where else are the dollars going to come from?
Case isn't planning staff layoffs, but they are filling positions more selectively, and faculty members are being encouraged to consider flexible hours. Gerson has also noticed that labs on campus aren't hiring as many graduate students.
The jobs that we create have to do with our long-term scientific value, our economic value, our clinical value. We may make discoveries, which turn into new corporate entities. We may publish papers or publish books that bring back royalty. We may educate the next generation who go off and have well-paying jobs. So this huge ripple effect of education research has for our region and the nation.
It's difficult to say exactly how much money is being lost at universities across the country because there's no single source the cuts are coming from. Instead, individual researchers are learning of cuts as they receive grant awards from the different federal agencies. Some grants are given reduced funding, and others simply aren't being approved. The American Association for the Advancement of Sciences estimates that nationwide federal funding for research and development will drop 7-8% during the first 5 years of sequestration. The University of Michigan received some of the biggest federal grants in the country for research. Dr. Max Wisha is a founding director of the school's Comprehensive Cancer Center. He says the reduced funding is already having a tangible impact.
We actually have researchers whose grants would have been funded by the National Cancer Institute that clearly were not funded just because of the sequester. And these were people, several that had research labs that were funded for many years and essentially have to close their labs because of this.
To offset the cuts in federal spending, officials at Case Western Reserve University have begun marketing the research programs for commercial investment. The effort is gaining traction, but the amount raised so far is only a fraction of what will be lost annually if the sequester continues. For Here and Now, I'm Sarah Jane Tribble in Cleveland.